This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hey, this is Anaya Day, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew, and I'm on a natural high every time I listen to them. Yes.
You can probably tell from the accent, I come from the UK. My mates here are all from Ireland.
Oh, where are they?
And so we all go and see, one of my mates knows Des Bishop quite well, so we get into that.
That's great.
You guys are brilliant. We try and support you
while
you're over here. It's not too happy over in Ireland at the moment, is it?
No, it isn't, and it's hilarious. I've met loads of Irish people who've come over here looking for jobs, and the jobs are all going here. I don't know what these people thought.
They
must have thought that the recession was going to stop on the coast.
If you leave the country, you're fine. There's no recession out there.
I know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah, it's been pretty bleak. But I don't think the recession hasn't hit here full-time yet. Do you know what I mean?
Not as yet.
Part-time to casual.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And when it does, we're all going to be growing our own vegetables full-on. It's going to be... people at home have no money. It's unbelievable.
Now, Jason, another interesting thing I found out about you is I didn't realise you were such a talented actor.
Oh, yeah, full-on.
I was looking at your bio. You played a dad. You played Pat the Gardener, reporter number two, a referee, cork man number two, and a football hooligan.
Stunning portfolio there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have Liam Neeson and all those lads shaking their boots with me, you know. I've been on Letterman quite a lot discussing those movies.
What was Barman number two like? That must have been a good one for you.
How did you prepare for that?
Did you say Barman number two?
Was it Corkscrew Opener or something?
No, Corkman number two. What is a Corkman number two?
Well, I think...
Oh, a man from Cork, I'd imagine.
I think what that was, that might have been a student movie where basically they were filming us weeing in urinals, but only our faces.
Okay.
And they blew hair dryers into our faces and we had to do different expressions of how much we were enjoying our wee.
What's that got to do with a Cork?
Are you saying Cork or cult?
Cork.
Cork as in a bottle.
Apparently in...
I don't know, maybe...
You're from Cork.
Did it in Cork.
Yes.
In 1997 you did I Went Down and you played Cork Man number two.
Oh no, that's not me. That's not that. I didn't play that. No, I didn't. I wasn't in that movie. That's a great movie. That's Brendan Gleeson. I Went Down. Oh, you have to get that out. That's as cool. That's as funny as the... You know what I just got out here the other night as well was The Castle. I've never seen The Castle.
Neither have I, actually, Jason.
Really?
Oh, I have?
That's shocking for me because I live here.
You're Australian.
You got to get it out. The great thing was I didn't know anything about it. And then I just sat down and went, what is this?
I went to Bonnie Doon recently. Bonnie Doon is an empty lake now. It's just dried up.
Oh, my God, you're joking.
No, it's true. It's gone. It's not too far away. It's only about 2 hours away.
So what's that? Where did that family go on holidays now?
Well, we'll get them on the line. We'll find out.
Can you ring them and ask them? Because they looked pretty poor when I seen them. And they were just managing. Do you know what? Do you know when I watched that movie, I just went, my God, I wish my family life was like that. He's so nice to his wife. The line in that movie has to be, what's that in the chicken, love? She goes, seasoning. And he looks at all the rest of them and goes, seasoning.
Seasoning.
That's it. Why would you go out? I have to be that. I think all men should be that nice to their partners.
It's a good family life.
Yeah.
So you that nice to your woman back in Ireland?
Yeah, I can't wait to go back to her now and tell her to ring up and see and ask somebody how much jousting sticks are.
She'll be doing your washing too, I assume.
Oh, that I'm only joking. She doesn't do that. We have two kids, and that's the area she works in.
Are you away quite a bit then, on tour?
I'm over here for 5 weeks, and I'll be in Edinburgh for 4 weeks, and I'll be in Montreal for 2 weeks, and you know. But a lot of time, apart from us, they came here last year, but then my other kids in school this year, so they come over to Edinburgh and all that stuff. So I'll see them quite a lot. I'd be away a good lot. Yeah, traveling around. I have two lives, you know. It's very hard because I get here to Australia. We do have people doing stuff for us, like driving us everywhere and bringing us stuff and getting us food and bringing us out and, you know, and seeing if we're okay walking on stage, seeing if we're okay walking off stage.
Yep, yep.
And then I go home and my wife hands me two children. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, do something with them.
I don't know what to do.
I
can't remember.
This is Daddy.
I'm going, where's the man?
Who tends to make you laugh then, Jason?
I don't know. I suppose. Well, you see, well, here's a good example of the kind of humour I like, because of when we're doing stand-up, you know what I mean? We can't always say everything, you know, you have to be very PC these days. So I love watching Family Guy.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't it? The funniest thing on telly.
That makes me... That's the only thing that makes you cry laughing for the whole time.
I love it.
So,
what's it all about Stewie when he's drunk?
Yeah, with the dog. When they go to the bar.
Oh, that's Brian. Yeah, with Brian and Stewie.
Stewie and Brian in the bar was that was great. Especially when the baby said, I'll drive. And he goes, no, I'll drive. And they walk outside and the car starts and they drive it through the bar.
Due to your love of cardboard boxes, is your sling made of a cardboard box?
Is my swing?
No, your sling for your arm.
Jeez, look, you see, this is brilliant. I've been over here long enough to know that sling means sling.
Sling, sorry.
There's a few things. There's a dodgy sling. Accent.
No, but actually that's a really good idea because it would actually hold a shoulder in place much better than the thing that they gave me.
What? You've just got a small child at the moment holding your shoulder up, have you?
Yeah, I do. I've got a little man. He's a little child. He's little just underneath child. My elbow holding it up, you know.
And probably on a serious note, it would reduce your carbon footprint. Would be a good thing for the environment, surely, using cardboard.
Yeah, well, what is... Yeah, is cardboard okay? Yeah, I think so. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just all day, so I'm not... I'd prefer to fly the world in a cardboard plane. Maybe that would be what I have to do.
Well, Jason, we hope your shoulder gets better, but thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Is it afternoon?
It is afternoon.
It's early, isn't it?
God, it's so
you just
weird.
Got up.
So some people in Ireland, in the Midlands, have their dinner at this time.
Oh, really?
They do. I'm not joking you. They'd have their dinner at 12, and especially on a race day, so they can have their belly full for when they're going off betting on the horse.
It's been great speaking to you, Jason.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much. And good luck with your show here in Melbourne.
Thanks a lot, guys. You have to come along, and then we'll have a drink afterwards. And I mean that.
Yes, you mean that, dear. Well, we'll hold you to it. I'll be there front row going, pick me, pick me. Yeah.
And I'll bring cardboard box coasters.
Everybody brings... Actually, you know, it'd be great if the audience just brought a cardboard... Like some sort of box item.
That'd be great. We'll get that. We'll rally them round.
Yeah, Such riveting conversation about cardboard boxes.
All right, take care.
All right,
cheers, Jason.
Guys. Thanks, Emil.
That's Jason Byrne, one of the comedians performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Such a mouthful.
I know. He'd be playing at RMIT Capital Theatre, 113 Swanson Street, opposite the Town Hall, right here in the city.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.